I'm going to talk to you about dealing with injustice. And I bought a book, some couple books off of Brother Ouellette. And this is, he's got a lot of great Bible teaching. This is one of the teachings, and I might do a series of things on what he has. Mark Sixty has a good friend of his, too. I didn't know that. Mark's real, I should have known those guys would be good friends. And so, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. I want to talk to you about dealing with injustice. Everyone's had some kind of injustice done to them in their life. And how do you deal with it? You know, it's important how we deal with those things. I have to say, I'm the worst guy. This was a great Bible teaching for me. I needed this teaching more than you did. I thought, well, man, that's good for me. Let me give it to them. And because how many ever heard of paybacks? I'm a guy that's usually a payback guy. You smack at me, I smack at you back. Well, he's going to teach you a greater truth here tonight. And I used to tell Brother Rod, I don't have a bad temper. It's just when they cross me. Well, he's trying to teach me not to get too crossed. Okay. Job chapter 5, verse 7. Yet a man is born unto trouble. Hey, you're going to have trouble in your life, especially when you're married, Sean. Not because of Nicole. I'm just saying because there's things and problems in marriage. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Man, it's just like it's all kinds of trouble. They're everywhere. And you can get burnt by those sparks, can't you? By the way, Sean's lucky he's got a wife. Bible says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And he told me last week, he said, man, I'm telling you, Nicole, she's a great thing. That was a joke. Oh, well. A good thing, Proverbs, whoso findeth a wife, good thing. All righty, let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for the sweetness of the church. I thank you for this great little Bible outline. Pray I can be a blessing today. Pray that not only I can take it to heart, but all the people that hear this, I pray we can learn from it. We all of us suffer injustice sometime in our life. It's not the injustice, how we deal with it. Help us to deal with things properly when we have things that are done unjustly to us. Help us to seek the Word to understand how to deal with these things. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. You know, I wish I could make it so none of my people were ever had any kind of problems, that you never were sad. I wish I could make it where you were never hurt for any way. By the way, all those tribulations work for good in our life, by the way. But as a pastor, you don't want to see your own children. You don't want to see your children of God. You don't want to see them go through heartache or sorrow. You know, it breaks my heart when they're hurting, you know. And I wish I could make it where none of you were ever unfairly or unjustly treated. But I can't do it. I can't. Those things that in this life we do not like to happen to us, they're going to happen. They're going to happen, and they will happen. Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world ye shall have tribulation. Jesus said in Luke 17:1, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. In other words, Jesus said, hey, you're going to have a lot of problems. By the way, he said in another scripture, in John, he said, they hated me before they ever hated you. And they persecuted me way before they persecute you. In this life, injustice will come, Christians. But how we deal with and respond to those injustices is really what matters according to God and His Word. Let me give you just a few thoughts about what to do when injustice comes into your life. First of all, I think I wrote three or four things here. Let's just get the reality of injustice. The reality of injustice, it's always been here, down through history. I mean, you read the Bible, all through scriptures, people were unjustly. For instance, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den just for praying. That was injustice. David was hated by Saul. Saul wanted to kill him. That was injustice. Amen. He didn't deserve those things. And on it goes. I'm going to use Jacob and Joseph as our illustration, Bible illustration. But I noted down through not just in America, but down through time, slavery. Nobody should ever own another person. Slavery is an injustice. Amen. The Native Indians of America, they've been dealt injustice. When we used to make all the peace treaties with them, and then we'd never keep, the Americans would not keep their treaty with the Indians. They were dealt, not in some cases they weren't, but in some cases they were dealt with injustice. Can anyone say amen? During World War II, we went to war with Japan. A lot of American Japanese were dealt with injustice. They were thrown in internment. I mean, they might have been born in America. But all Japanese during war, they threw them in internment camps. They were Americans. Are you still with me? So what I'm trying to say is the history and the reality of injustice is it's been through all time. It's going to happen. Injustice has happened to other people. Injustice is going to happen to you and me too. Can anyone say amen or oh me? I want to just use one Bible figure tonight to illustrate the truth I want to give you about how to deal with injustice. Let's look at Joseph as our example. Look at Joseph was treated. Look at Genesis chapter 37. And go ahead and stay in Genesis because I'm going to be there. In Genesis 37, Joseph was treated unjustly by his brothers. Genesis 37, and look at verse 23 and 24. Genesis 37, we're talking about dealing with injustice. And it came to pass when Joseph was coming unto his brethren that they stripped. By the way, he was coming in good peace. He was bringing them something. Hello? And it came to pass when Joseph was coming to his brethren. How many are in Genesis 37 with me? In verse 20, they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors that was on him, and they took him, cast him in the pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water in it. Now, did Joseph deserve that? No, he did not. How many would say that was an injustice? It was an injustice. Joseph's brother's action against him were not right. That was an unjust thing that they did to him. If you notice in verse 30 and 23, they stripped him of his coat of many colors. Now you know Jacob gave Joseph that coat. And that coat of many colors represented that Joseph had a position of authority. Even though Eddie, he was the youngest of all the, he was almost the youngest, like all the other than Benjamin. All the other people, his older brothers, were mad because he was put in authority. When you had that coat of many colors, let's say, hey, I don't do the little work. I'm a big shot. I'm in authority. That's what that coat of many colors represents. And it also represents something that's far-reaching than that. It represented that he was his favorite of his father. And his father showed favoritism. Notice the roots. Number two, the root of injustice. Look with me in Genesis 37. Look carefully what it says there in 37:3. Here's the roots of their injustice. Now, how many got 37:3 of Genesis? Now Israel, that's Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of the old age and he made him a coat of many colors. How many see that? Now I want you to note something there. Notice in verse 3, it did not say Jacob loved Joseph more than any of his children. It said Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. In other words, if you took all the love for those 11 boys, they couldn't compare, because there was 12 of them, they couldn't compare that one love. He had more love for Joseph than he did. If you put all the love of them, they don't compare to the one love that he had for Joseph. Look what it says there in verse 3. Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Man, not just more than one. He loved them above all of them together. You could put all the love for all the 11 together. He loved them. He loved more for all their love combined did not compare to the love he had for Joseph. Wow. Hello? Anybody home yet? That was an injustice. And if you think it didn't bother the other boys, look at verse 4. And when his brethren saw that his father loved him more than all, how many see that? They hated him. They hated him. Dad loves him more than all of us combined. Little stinking special favorite. Little pet. Is that what we used to call him? Dad has his pet. How many of you know what I'm talking about? People, listen. Jacob loved those children, Joseph, more than all of his sons. That is an unbelievable statement. By the way, that was a real injustice of Joseph that he did to his other children. You ought to love all your children. Yeah. Not more one than the other. You should all love them equally. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. But there are always reasons that people behave unjustly. People act the way they do because of something that has happened to them. Joseph's brother's reaction to him, they hated him because their dad showed all his affection for him and none for them. You know, we need to really try to treat all our children the same. Even at gifts, when we give birthday gifts and Christmas gifts and stuff like that, we ought to try. I like what he put in the book. And Rosie does that. Rosie's good at, I'll give you an illustration when he put in a book. And I really liked it. At Christmas, his mother-in-law makes sure she gives every kid, all her grandchildren, $20. So, but if she bought a gift for $15, they would still have five. So she would give them another little box of candy. In other words, she makes every gift go out to $20. So one kid can't say, well, Grandma got me, but it didn't cost $20. She made, it was, I think he called them the equalizers. Rosie's good about equalizing. Can you give me a few more bucks so I can equalize it out? I said, why don't we just start lower? Then we wouldn't have to equalize so high, you know? How many know what I'm talking about? But we got to be careful because we can cause heartache and deep sorrow within our children and our family. And down through time, I've heard, oh, he's always been my dad's favorite. He's been my mom. She's been my mom's favorite. How many have ever heard that? That mom and dad might not have been knowing they're doing that, but wrongfully they were hurting both those children by doing that. If we are not careful, the injustice that has been brought upon us will work themselves out in our lives, and we will treat other people as unjustly as we've been treated. Jacob treated his boys unjustly. They treated their brother unjustly. How many get it? And they justified it, Betty. I'm sure they justified it. And said, well, we have a reason to treat him unkindly. He's always been Dad's favorite. I'm just giving him back what some of Dad gives us. Hello? I wrote this down. Get this. However, we must remember that the sins of others do not excuse us in the eyes of God. So how and what we do and how we act, even after we've been sinned against, is still in our, we're still responsible for what we do. I'm not responsible for what Mark does. He's not responsible for what I do, but we're both responsible for what we do each other before God. I noted this. Unfairness can be a root cause of injustice. Did you get that? Unfairness can be a root cause of injustice, but a more significant root cause is our unawareness that God is in control of everything. We forget that. When things happen and that don't go good for us, we say, oh man, I didn't deserve that. Maybe we didn't deserve it, but did we ever forget? Maybe God's doing something special in our life. God can take the most terrible injustice in our lives and use them for his glory. He gave an illustration about this one man that was a graduate, I think he said, from Harvard. And he was a great athlete. He was riding his motorcycle, and he ran into a 22-ton bus. And the bus, they didn't think he was going to live, but he ended up surviving. And he just cut his left leg below his knee. They cut that off. And so he recovered from that, and he said, I'm not going to let that stop me. He started to swim. He started to he got in those track things, and he became one of the greatest handicap athletes in America. Then one day he's driving his car, and a van hit him head on. Paralyzed his whole body. He got over $2 to $3 million in settlement. He went to Hawaii and started feeling sorry for himself, drugged out and all kinds of stuff. He was saying, God, why are you doing this to me? God, why are you doing this to me? That ain't the right attitude. Lord, show me what you want to do with my life is what the attitude. Amen? Yes. And I want you to see Joseph's reactions. We need to learn from Joseph. Amen. Joseph, notice, each of us need to understand that no one, get this now, each of us need to understand that no one can keep us from doing the will of God but who?
Ourselves.
Ourselves. No one can keep us from enjoying the blessings of God but ourselves. No one can keep us from accomplishing what God wants to accomplish in life except, yes, we're the only ones to stop us from doing those great things for God. Amen? Now listen to this. Your response and my response to injustice, not the injustice itself, not the injustice itself, determines the effect it will have on your life. You can't respond to the injustice. You got to accept it as something that happened in your life. Are you with me? Let me give you the understanding. Joseph understood this principle. After being unjustly sold into slavery and later put into prison for over 2 years, when you read about Joseph's life, did you ever see him retaliating? No. He could have got mad when they sold him, but he never said one thing. When he got when Potiphar accused him of his cheating on his wife, he didn't say one thing. Went to prison, and he was in prison for over 2 years. I'm still with. Matter of fact, he was probably in prison for. He was 17 years old when they sold him, and he was 30 years old when he came out. So he was probably in that prison for several years. Are you with me? We're talking about Joseph. Did you ever? No, I want you to get this. I like when he. Even though everywhere he went, every time he was done an injustice, he never retaliated. He just accepted it as God's will for his life. And what happened? God, no matter where he went, God prospered him. Everything that Joseph did after he was done unjustly, he prospered. He even prospered in jail. Are you still with me? How many are still with me? Now listen, Joseph, after all those years went by, Joseph looks back after those years, latter years, and he says to his brother, don't turn to it. You can turn to it later. But his brothers are afraid, and he said, don't worry, I'm in the place of God. Genesis 50, verse 20. He said, I know that when you threw me in the pit, you meant it for evil. That's that retaliation. You get me? That's pay. How many have heard the word paybacks? And they, and by the way, I'm sure those brothers justified throwing Joseph in the pit because they were saying, hey, we're justified in doing that. He's always got all the things from our dad. Our dad's cheated us, so let him get a little bit of, get what we get now. They see, but look up here. We try to, when we retaliate and we try to do those paybacks, we try to justify ourselves. Well, they did that to me, so now I'm going to do it to them. Hello? You and I have got quick tempers, Eddie. Boy, I hope God works mine out before I go to heaven, amen? I know it'll be worked out then. I do have a temper yet, I think, a little. Not as bad as it was, though. But it's still there, ain't it, Rod? As long as they don't cross me. But Brother Mike, you and I grew up with scrappers, and when people rough us up, the first thing that comes to our mind, I'm going to rough you back, pal. You want to break my jaw, I'm going to break your jaw, too. That's not good English, is it? But that's where we live. You get run off the road, you go, you dirty bit. Hello? Come on. I know we're a bunch of saints, but come on. What I'm saying is this. God says in his word, I'm going to show you, we need to not retaliate. Even though there's an injustice done to us, we don't need to return an injustice. But in most cases, it's a chain effect.
Because we're in a circle of might be having a bad day at school. Betty might have a bad day and just come home and say, Mark! And she loves Mark. But then you gotta do it, Mark. She's had a bad day. Some kids have drove her nuts. Yeah. And Mark was right there and she took it out on Mark. She had an injustice of those kids. Mark got paid for it. Amen. I'm gonna suffer, you're gonna suffer. Amen. But what I'm saying is this. I'm just trying to give you where we live. And what the teaching is this. When we have an injustice done to us, God says, and I'm going to close with this. I've been in the creature. I'm going to close. I'll be up here at the bottom. Sometimes we always think we got something to prove. Well, I'll show them. Remember who said that? I'll show them. They did that to me. Boy, I'm the guy. I'm one of those guys. I'll show them. They did that to me. I'm coming back. Oh, they're going to get it. I've been trying to show Cleveland Cavs a lot and the Indians a lot. Boy, if I could get a hold of them people. God said, leave them alone. They're hopeless. Well, you better hope the Browns aren't going. They're never going to win. Because that kid's the greatest kid ever played basketball. He's going, that's the greatest kid ever played basketball. And then Cleveland got him. Oh, my goodness. They had to get him. We got the first pick in last place. But fortunately, they picked him. They're pretty stupid here. Surprising time. But what I'm trying to show you is this. We have an agenda. We want to prove something after we get done an injustice. And we don't have to be worried about proving something. Are you with me? We ought to be asking God, what does he want from our life? Amen?
Listen to me. I want to give you this thought. And I promise I'll close. Responding to injustice, Joseph did not retaliate to those who treat him ungodly. Sometimes we try to excuse our bad behavior because of injustice done to us. But we need to remember something. We bear full responsibility for how we respond and how we act to the injustice. Amen? We may be part of the cycle of injustice because of what others have done. But by the grace of God, we can break that circle of injustice by responding the right way and not to retaliate. We need to keep our focus on God and off people. Sometimes we think we have something to prove. Instead, we ought to remember not what we need to prove. We need to remember that there's someone we need to please. And that's our Heavenly Father. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. I know even in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 12, verses 15 through 17, you tell us how bitterness can destroy our lives and others around us. Help us not to hold any bitterness in our heart. Help us to know that even when injustice comes into our life, that God, you're still working in our life and you're wanting to get something from our life. And even through that injustice, you want to bring glory through it. So, Father, I pray with all my heart when we come to those things in our life that we have things that are injustice that have come to our life. We've been dealt unjustly. We have been, maybe someone's done some injustice to us that we really didn't deserve. Help us not to harbor sin and bitterness in our heart. Help us to just to, the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Help us to not retaliate, but help us just to walk with you and to seek your perfect will for our life. Dear God, help us not to make an excuse to retaliate with evil because evil has been done to us. Lord, help us to prove what's right in your eyes. And help us to overcome those things that would easily beset us. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, maybe you've had an injustice in your heart, in your life. And maybe you've been really bothered by it. Maybe it's really troubled you. Let me encourage you from God's word and using Joseph as an example. Joseph was extremely done in injustice, but Joseph never retaliated, and he never held harbor evil in his heart. He just took it for God's will for his life, and he went on with his life. If you're having some things like that right now, take it as God's will for your life and go on with your life. Don't harbor evil. Don't harbor revenge. Give it all to God. Let's be like a Joseph. Let's not turn those brothers. The brothers were done bad by their father, and so they said he deserves it. They tried to justify themselves. Help us not to justify ourselves doing evil. We don't have nothing to prove other than to know what pleases our Father. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, how many would say, "Preacher, would you pray for me? I have had some injustice lately, and I've been really discouraged." Yes, I see that. Yes, yes. Oh, my. All over the building. Oh, wow. Oh, my. Both sides. Take a lesson from Joseph and take this from the Lord, as the Lord had me preach this tonight. Deal with that injustice the way God would have you deal with it. If you got any remorse, some evil in your heart, get rid of it tonight. If you think about retaliation, forget about it. Just what? Say, "God, forgive me," and go about your life. Forget it. Go on. Don't let that evil affect your life so it affects someone else in the negative. Ask God to help you. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'd help us tonight. It's not easy, Lord. I know it's not. But Lord, it's what you want. It's your will that we do not retaliate, that love covers a multitude of sin. And dear God, that when we are dealt unjustly, we are just to keep going, not to deal back with injustice, but to accept it, make it part of our life, and may God get glory from it. Help, Lord, there was many people on both sides of the church tonight. Dear God, help my people. Lord, Satan would want to use that to bring bitterness and evil in their heart. Help them to take it out, dear God, please. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Maybe you want to sing. Maybe as we sing, you might want to come forward and pray at the altar. Whatever you want, you come right now. What page are you on, Mark?
401.
401, you just come.